is we should follow up points from the previous sugya of Be'ezer Hashem. And that is, yes, last time we had, with the strength of the Pnei Yoshua, we had seen that the Bahag's Shita, which at first glance seems very, very strange, is not so strange at all. Well, let's just remind ourselves, just from the last sugya, in Simin Ches, the Bahag had argued that Orez doesn't get a Bar Min Mezonos, even though the Pashtus of Gemara seemed to be against that. So the Pnei Yoshua pointed out that the rule of Kol Sheyeshbo Mechameshes Minei Dagon is a Yisod, and what he says, he claims that the Yisod is the Yisod in Chashivus. If that's so that's why Orez is going to be different. And the Bahag goes with that Shita. So what came out was that even though the Bahag at first glance and the Rayos that were quoted didn't seem to make any sense, so we were Masbir in the Bahag how it works. I just want to add that everything fits quite well. Eli and Simcha and Ezra also Cheshbon in the Shakavataria. I'm not going to do that now. But the Rosh, who disagrees, the Rosh seems to understand the Gemara of Kol Sheyeshbo in a different way. Because the Rosh earlier in his Machlokis with the Rif says, how can you be Mechalik between Orez and Dochan? Both of them are Zan. Both of them are Zan. So you see from the Rosh, he didn't understand the Shita of Rav and Shmuel only emphasizing Chashivus, but rather he emphasized the Zan component. So everything now fits like a glove. They even fit back how it could be that the Gemara could say Tiyufta on Rav and Shmuel and still how that's going to work according to the Bahag. So far, then I'm not going to go. But in terms of understanding the Shitos actually mamish fit beautifully, that there's a fundamental machlokas. How you understand the Yisod of Kol Sheyeshbo is Kol Sheyeshbo is sold that is only telling us Chashivus, and hence you could emerge with the Shita of the Bahag, or you have a different Mahalach and say that what we're focusing on is the Zan component. Also, I just wanted to add one more point in Tosas on the bottom of Lamed Vav Lamed Beis, and the Ramaskul Kol Sheyeshbo. So there Tosas left off with a suffix, and I was never Masbir. So I owe you a Hezber that already one of the Talmidim was Mechaving to, and that is Tosas on the bottom said that if you have something that's Devek Ba'alma, so then it's Einasarech Levarech, Bar Minei Mezonos, V'tov L'Hachmeru L'Gomos. So we asked Memanav Shach, if it's only Devek Ba'alma, that's a Gemara later on in Daf Lamites, it says Beperishet doesn't get a Bracha. So why did Tosas introduce the Chumrah that Tosas said that, well, it's Kedai to be Machmir? So we had an Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer said that there are three categories when it comes to Kol Sheyeshbo. One is when you have the real dough that gives, even if it's a small amount, that gives flavor. And then you have something that's purely Devek. And then you have a case where it's not there to give off into the Meichel, but it's the Rove. Let's say the case of the Avnei Nezer, it was an instance where it helps the sick person eat. So those were the three categories of the Avnei Nezer. And he said that if it's a Rove, so then you follow Rove, it should get a Mezonos. So the Taz, Kemat says the Avnei Nezer's idea in regards to Devek. And this is what Simcha had suggested. He says that if you have Devek that's a Rove, that was Tosas' Safek. So the Avnei Nezer's idea is very, we have echoes of it in the Taz, who's Masbir the Tosas, that if you have Devek, which is the Rove, so then in such a case it's going to get a Bore Mine Mizonos. So that is, when Simcha heard the Avnei Nezer, he said maybe that's Tosas' Safek, and that's what the Taz of course doesn't quote the Avnei Nezer, but what the Taz does is he has those ideas in the Tosas. Okay. Let's start, Be'ezer Hashem, the Gemara over here on Lamechesa Amid Aleph in regards to May Peros. I apologize, I'm quite exhausted. It was a beautiful Shabbos. Also, my son asked me to stay for Tikkun Chatzos with his friends. So one recollection from it, which is very, very striking, is here I have my son, who, as you know, is a very normal, playful kid, doesn't love to sit and learn that much. When he learns, he does okay, but he likes to run around and have a good time. And here I am. His class comes with his Rebbe. He has a fantastic Rebbe. And my son tells me, Abba, you're supposed to stand up. Here you're supposed to stand up. Now you're supposed to take off your shoes. Now you're supposed to sit down. And my 10-year-old son is telling me how to do Tikkun Chatzos. That's of course, it's not from him. It's from his Rebbe. But did our Rebbeim teach us what Tikkun Chatzos was? Mamash, he showed me when I'm supposed to take off my shoes, when I'm supposed to sit down. And that's a beautiful thing, that even in Lebedika Yiddish Kinderlach here in Eretz Yisrael, that Tikkun Chatzos is like something that's like for us, like Baruch Hu, this is something that's so basic to them. Okay, so Be'ezer Hashem, hopefully we won't think about it on Tisha B'Av. I hope we're working hard that it should be a meaningful Tisha B'Av together. But the sugi that we're going to start now, May Peros, will take us, Be'ezer Hashem, through Tisha B'Av and probably till the end of the Zman. So let's take a look. It's a beautiful sugya, very intricate, very fascinating hashlachos, both the sugya Mei Peros and Shlachos. But Amar Marbe Rav Ashi. Marbe Rav Ashi taught us, the Gemara earlier had quoted a psak from Marbe Rav Ashi, now the Gemara quotes another one. Hai Duvsha de Tamri. This juice that oozes out of a date, Mevarachin Elavei Shakol Nia Bedvaro. In such a case, the bracha is a shahakol. Mai Taima Zeya Baalmu. Because it's considered like the sweat of the fruit. Kiman. Who is Rav Ashi's psak in accordance? Ki hai tana. It works with this tana that we're about to see. The snam we learn in Trumas. Dvash tamarim v'yayin tapuchim v'chomei tzufanios ushar mei peroshel truma. Rebbe Eliezer mechayiv karen v'chomesh v'rebbe Yoshua poter. Rebbe Eliezer says that we consider it like the fruit itself and therefore it's chayiv karen v'chomesh. And Rabbi Yeshua says that you're potter. Says Rashi, Zeya ba'almahu, ve'enoi pri, levare chalav, bore priya eight. And it's not considered a pri to make the bracha of bore priya eight. So there are two ways to read this Rashi. You could read Rashi as saying, ve'enoi pri, that's not considered the pri, that it can't qualify, just simply the words priya eight is not appropriate. Or you could say something else in Rashi. When Rashi says that maybe the two are connected, say deeper in Rashi, possibly, that when Rashi says, Zeh ba'almu ve'ena pri, Rashi is tipping his hand in terms of a yesod as far as peros are concerned. That it needs to be a pri, even though it's the yotze, like we have a klal in Yoredeya, which is going to be important later on, hayotze min ha'asur asur. That's true in Yaradeya, Yotze Min HaAsur Asur. But if in Hilchos Brachos, that in other words, whatever comes out of the Isser is considered the Isser itself. That's a sugi in Bechoros. However, here, when it comes to Brachos, it's not that way. HaYotze Min HaPri is not considered the Pri. Ve'eino Pri, in order to have a Bracha, needs to be the Pri itself. Now, this is very reminiscent of the Mahalach that the Netziv gave us. This will be Rashi L'Shitasa in lots of places, according to the Netziv. And that is, the Netziv had learned, now this is a beautiful sugya to end off with, if this is correct, because all the sugyas come together, if what we're saying is correct. And I'll let the Talmidim fight about it until Tisha B'Av. So here, the Netziv pointed out that Rashi on Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, he had said that Yotza Michlal Pri, that Kimcha Dechita loses its Tzuras HaPri. And in fact, the Netziv points out that that's what Rashi says a few lines later by us by Trima, that once you have a fruit that's chopped down a little, so then in such a case, it loses its Tzuras HaPri. So according to the Netziv's Mahalach, according to Rashi, the Gemara actually flows very, very beautifully. And that is, the Gemara then introduces Trima right after it introduced Zeya Ba'alma, because all of those cases are a Chisaron, that it's not a Pri. So that would flow beautifully. Now, Rabosai, there is someone that directly disagrees with this analysis in Rashi, to say that simply because it's not a pri, so then in such a case, it doesn't get a, it's bracha. That simply, even if it's mamish, the item itself, halachically it's viewed as the item itself, but it doesn't have the tzura, just like the halach of yotze min ha'asur, clearly you apply yotze min ha'asur, so too you apply the same thing over here. And the one who disagrees, and this takes us right away into the bowels of our sugya, the one who disagrees is Tosas on Lamed Tes Amid Aleph. Tosas by Maya de Silka. There you have a tavshil shel tardin, some type of vegetable dish. So there the halacha is, it gets the bracha of the tardin. So here, Tosvos on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph says, Mevarchin alav bar pri adama. It gets a bar pri adama. Afal pi she'ein ba ela mayim. Because all you have there is the mayim. You don't have the vegetable itself. V'tam ha'yirakos mevarach alehen kasher yivarach al-yirakos. According to Tosos, you make the bracha on the tam. Afa gav d'amrina le'il d'mei perzei ba'almu yesh l'chale. So obviously what we have to spend time to discuss is what's Tosos yesh l'chale. But what emerges from Tosos is that Tosos says that you don't follow simply Tzuras HaPri. It's black on white from Tosos that the pri itself is not the mechayiv. Tam is enough to be mechayiv for the bracha according to Tosos. So hence, if you remember at the time when we were struggling with Rashi, Rav Soloveitchik had said the pshat that we just said that his grandfather, the Netziv, had said was incorrect. Why was that pshat incorrect? He says because we see from the sugya of Shlokos, or from, I'm showing you from the sugya of Maya de Silka, we see from that sugya that the halacha is that the bracha that you get on a juice that absorbs the yirakos is a bari pri adama. So what Rav Soloveitchik said was 100% correct, according to Tosos, that the brach, that when it comes to the mechayiv of bari pri adama, according to Tosos, you don't need the pri at all. You don't need the pri whatsoever. And therefore, he said that that can't be the pshat according to Rashi. Now, we're arguing that could very well be that Rashi, again, is like the Netziv. Because Rashi says, Zeh ba'almu ve'eino pri. Now you can understand it again two different ways. That Rashi just saying that it's just not a pri, that somehow it's removed from Bor Priya Eitz. Or Rashi saying, ve'eino pri, that it's Zeh ba'almu to emphasize that it doesn't have the Tzures HaPri. Aye, what are you going to do with Tosis' observation on Maya de Silka? So let's take a look at the Sugya of Shlokos very briefly. How does Rashi understand why it is that when it comes to Shlokos, there the Gemara on Lamiches Amabes, we paskin like the Manda Omar that says that if it's normal to eat the Shlokos, we're not going to do the Minei Obey of that Sugya yet. Maybe towards the end of the week we'll get to it. The Manda Omar who says that it's normal to cook the Shlokos as Shlokos, so then in such a case it gets a Borei Pri Adama. So let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi in the fourth line on the top of Lamiches Amabes says, Shlokos. I'd like to be medayik, and I want the Talmidim to tell me whether this is right or wrong. Rashi says, kol yerek shaluk. Rashi says, of cooked vegetable. Notice, Rashi does not describe shlokos as being the water, the vegetable soup. Rashi describes the shlokos as a yerek, a vegetable that is cooked. That's how Rashi describes it. And then, Rashi says, in Dibra Maschul shloko, that if you have something that's normally eaten cooked, Rashi says, a vegetable is normally eaten cooked, shloko vehevio lederech achiloso, if you bring it to its derech achila, hu ikar pirio. If it wasn't normal to eat it raw, then it makes a shackle. But if you cook it, then it's the ikar fruit. Umevarech borei priyadama, and then it gets a borei priyadama. So from what I see in the Rashis that are in front of us, is Rashi learns up the sugya shlokos a little bit differently than the way I had seen quoted in the name of Rav Soloveitchik. And that is that Rashi understands that number one, shlokos is that you're cooking up the fruit. Number two, Rashi says, is dafka ve'vila derech achila, so you bring it to the tafkid, hu ikar pirio. But from, and this is the ikar fruit. In other words, this is the ikar tafkid of eating that vegetable. I don't see Rashi ever saying that if you drink the vegetable soup itself, if you eat the vegetable soup itself as a soup without the vegetables, that he would agree with Tosfos that you make a Borei Pri Adama. If anything, it's the lehefach, it's ikar pirio Rashi speaks about when it comes to shlokos. You have Ezra a different Rashi?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Oh, no. I think that's fine. I understand Tavshil Shel Tardin Kisilka. I understood that as still having Mehechitesi. You didn't have the thing inside. Tavshil shel tardin. It's a tavshil. It's a combined tavshil. Rashi doesn't go as far as Tosos to say that it's only the Maya. You're right. I went to Shlokos as well to bring out that Rashi Mamish says out by Shlokos. But I think that that's on Lamites and Ad Lehefach. I think this is a raya to the way we're learning, that we're talking about dafka where the vegetable is. No, it's a good point that we have to address that Rashi as well. Agreed. But that Rashi fits in beautifully with the Mahalach that we're trying to show what Rashi might possibly be of the position that Stam Maya in such a case only gets a Shehakol. Okay. Let's take a look now. Obviously, Tosfos sets the tone for what we're going to struggle with, and that is what the Tosfos that we saw in Lamed Tes Lamed Aleph, and that is what's the difference between Shlokos and Meiperos. That requires, or Maya the Silka and Meiperos. But let's go Keseder, and let's go methodically through the Sugya. Let's take a look at Tosfos Haiduv Shud Tamri. So Tosfos says, V'chein mashkin b'chol minei peiros, bar mitirosh v'yitzar kedarmin garbe arla. So Tosfos says, all mashkin are going to get a shehakol, because mar bar avashi paskin like Rabbi Yoshua, vis-a-vis trumos, and the exception is tirosh and yitzar. That means that oil, in theory, should have gotten a bracha of all eights. However, as we pointed out in previous contexts, it's not appropriate to give oil a bracha of eights. Why? Because of azuke maskei ufuke ma'alachas gedolos, and this precludes the shita of the Bahag. Shepiresh demayri shenosan lesocho mayim. So the Bahag is a fascinating shita, which again, a Bahag shita like this, it takes a while to get to the bottom of it. And the Bahag says that this sugya, when it says mei perozei ba'alma, this sugya is only talking about an instance where there is water that was added to it. But if at the end of the day, water is not added to it, so then in such a case, it doesn't get a bracha bor priyat. We're going to see why it doesn't get a shehakol. We're going to see why the Bahag holds this way as we go through the other Rishonim. Okay? V'shecher didon. So now Tosfos is bothered. But what about our beer? Even though there might be that there was a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras that was added into the mixture. By the way, from our Tosfos, it seems that you need a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras when it comes to the sugi of kol sheyesh bo mechameshes mine daga. L'chura, one could have added that. You don't think so, Simcha?
Saying that in the beginning
is
that Filu
Rav Shmuel wouldn't need to say that. Ah, very good. Okay, good. Afgav Shem Yeshan Gzas Lo Verchon El Bar Mizos, very good. Tosas Lechura is precluding within the Shita of Rav and Shmuel. Hachalo Avim Bu Mamish Seorim. Ve'ein Sheikhar El Taima Ba'alma. So Tosas suggests that Sheikhar is going to be different than all the other Kol Sheyeshba. The reason it's going to be different is because it has only tam. If it has only tam, so Tosfos says, so then we don't apply the rule of kol sheyeshbo. That's an interesting idea, that kol sheyeshbo needs to add more than just tam into something else. We've already saw that. We quoted that from a Taz as well. The Tosfos holds that needs to be that it itself is being mosif. So here the hops are only giving off tam. So in such a case, so then we say that it still gets a shahakol. V'od mishum sheyesh bo ilui achrina v'pas. Then Tosfos points out it could very well be that it's different because it goes up because it has ilui achrina v'pas. V'od, and finally, b'shtia omer shahakol. The last explanation Tosfos gives is that when it comes to a drink, so then in such a case, then a drink only gets a shahakol. So this, by the way, this final line of Tosfos is a very interesting idea. Tosfos says that if it's something that you simply drink, then it gets a shahakol. So in the past, we had a big discussion why it was, when it came to anigron, in such a case it only gets a shahakol at the end of the day. What about the fact that it has shemen inside? So we had a pshat according to Rashi, we had a pshat according to Tosfos. The Gra gives a third pshat. And the Gra bases himself on this Tosfos, and we're going to see that this line of Tosfos has profound implications lahalacha. And that is, the Gra says, the reason is that anything that's drunk as a drink, by definition, gets a shahakol.
by definition, gets a shackle. It loses its bracha. This is a radical chidush that Tosfos is introducing. He's saying that really hops should affect the beer and really it should get a mezonos. However, whatever is drunk is a beverage, so then in such a case, it gets the bracha that it's going to get is going to be a shackle. And the Gra uses this lahalacha to explain why in a nigron that gets drunk, the Gra in Reish Beis, Sif Katan Yud Beis, I think, there the Gra says that that's the reason that you get a shackle. Now I told the Talmidim in the halacha shir that Rav Shechter uses this in a very dramatic fashion. He says, based on this, you can understand just for almost an anecdote. Rav Chaim Volozhiner criticized the Hasidim that they made schnapp, they made kiddush on schnapps on less than a shir. So he said it's like they are making kiddush on soup. That was Rav Chaim Volozhiner said. So what's the Omek HaDvarim? So Rav Shechter explained that the Omek HaDvarim is that you need to make kiddush on a beverage. This is not considered a beverage. A whiskey, he was arguing, is already like soup. And the chiluk between, according to Tosfos, what's the chiluk between soup and, according in Tosfos' days, and the sheikhar, and Rav Chaim Volozhiner was arguing in our days it's already like soup. The chiluk between the two is that one is eaten as a meichel and the other is drunk as a beverage. If you put the two Tosfos together, Tosfos al lamed ches amid aleph and Tosfos al lamed tes amid aleph, that's the chiluk between the two. Not because of tam, because when it comes to tam, both of them are going to have time, at least according to Tosfos' last teretz. And Tosfos is not going with what we had developed within Shitas Rashi. So Tosfos says that it's like they'd make. So Tosfos was saying that the bracha is a shackle. So hence, Rav Chaim Volozhiner claimed that in our days, people don't drink whiskey as shtia, as a drink. It could be in the time of Tosfos they did, but in our days, they don't. So then Rav Shechter pointed out, the Hasidim agreed. He makes Shalom al Yisrael. Says the Eretz Tzvi points out, that is why the last Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer, said, you know why you don't need a revius for Kiddush? He said, because it has a din of a meichel. And therefore, the shear is not going to be the shear of shtia, which is a revius, but rather is a shear of a kezayis, and it's quite a bit smaller. So Rav Shechter pointed out that the criticism that Rav Chaim Volozhiner gave against the Hasidim was exactly the svara that the Hasidim used to explain why they didn't need a shear. The only thing is, he claims that you get stuck with the Tosfos over here, because the Tosfos says that on every shtia you're going to have to make a shahakol, and if you're going to use the idea that it needs less than a shear, so then could you really make kiddush on soup? That was what Rav Chaim Volozhiner, his taina ultimately was. But there, even in the Sefer Eretz Tzvi, they have this idea. So fascinating give and take, which all starts from our line in Tosfos that says that on a drink you make a shackle. Okay, that's the fun stuff. Now we should start analyzing the basic shitas. But this is what emerges from our Tosfos, right? What emerges from our Tosfos is that we have Tosfos says straight up that all mashkin you get a shahakol. He says that there is a bahag that seems to say not that way, that you need to put mayim inside. We're going to see where the bahag is coming from when we see the shitas harash. And then Tosfos is bothered why it is that on whiskey you don't make a mezonos. So Tosfos says, number one, that it gives off only tam, and tam is not enough. Number two, Tosfos says there is the concept of iluya achrina bepas that we've spoken about in the past. And finally, a shita that actually the Grod runs with, which is going to have profound, profound implications. That's what Rav Shechter uses today. He says, he goes with Shitas Tosfos. He says, are you eating it as a food or are you drinking it as a drink? Sometimes it's hard to draw the line. Like soup, yeah, there are some people who, when their parents aren't looking, they slurp the soup as if it was in a cup. So, right, but we're not talking about that. So then in such a case, then the bracha is going to be a hadama. And I'm arguing that could very well be that is Tosfos Lishitaso. You don't look at whether the pri is inside or not, like Rashi might hold, but rather you just look at whether it's a drink or not. Again, what's the chiluk between mei peiros and shlakos? It could be that Tosfos is driving at what he had said earlier on Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, or Tosfos is saying a different chiluk. Rabbi Braunschweig
did not learn up the Tosis the way I was saying now, from that the Shem Yesha Chalik is this way, to put together Rav Shechter's Ha'ara Va'od B'Shti Omer Shehapel. Could be there are other chilukim between May Peros, and that's what we're going to see now. Maybe there are the other chilukim in the Rishonim between May Peros and Shlakos, but it could very well be that Tosos learns that the chiluk between the two is that one is a Meichel and one is a Shtia. Okay. Now, what are the other Mahalchim and the Rishonim in terms of our sugya? So let's go, again, we're going to go methodically through Bezer Hashem, through the different Shitas, and see how they begin to settle. In Simin Yud Beis, the Rush quotes our sugya, and he quotes the Bahag. So we're going to see is the Bahag a little bit more fleshed out. Tosos didn't give any Havana to the Bahag. The Rush gives Havana to the Bahag. He doesn't like it, but at least he gives some type of svar. Says the Rush. V'omar mar baravashi, hay dub shedetami, mivarach lov shahakol, my time is ea ba'almuhu, v'kosa ba'alachos gedolos, v'hu shenasim ba'mayim. Di'i levado hu, mivarach alov bar priyates, di'ishtani li'iluya k'mo shemen zayis. It should get a Borei Priyates, just like Shemen Zayis, that the Gemara earlier had said on Lamed Vav, that if the Shemen Zayis was not a Zuke Maske, then it should get a Borei Priyates. Says the Bahag, the same thing in regards to Duvsha de Tamri. Says the Rosh, I don't agree. Veloni here. Dahave kemo ayotze minare monim unetainim. It's a Beferish Gemara, it seems to be against this way. Da'amino epere kol shah de chashvino leizea ba'alma. That we consider pomegranate juice as Zeya Ba'alma. Ve'ein sofig es arbayim, and someone who has hana from it when it comes to Arla, so then he doesn't get Malkus. Ve'ein sofig es arbayim el al yotzim en azay semen anavim gabi Arla, ve'lo adif miyayin tapuchim, and it's no better than apple juice. And he takes as a davar pashut, that when it comes to apple juice, the halacha is, when it comes to apple juice, the halacha is that it's mei peros. And therefore we say that you're not going to be chayev malchus. The same thing when it comes to duvsha de tamri and yotze min arimonim. So why does the Bahag need to say that you need to dilute the juice? At the end of the day, you should not have to dilute it. So the Rosh gives a possible tam for the Gaon. The after the time of the Gaon, maybe the Gaon's rationale is Mishum to be kroksiv udvash. Eretz avas chalav udvash. Now the dvash, by the way, in the Torah is not the bee honey, but rather it's this honey. It's this thing that comes out of the tamar. V'loksiv tamarim, v'imkein kro ayri bedvash azov me'elov minat tamarim. U'bechlal shivas aminim u. And it's considered bechlal shivas aminim. Says the Rosh, no, the Bahag holds like this. The Bahag holds that if it's Bechlal Shivas Haminim, then it gets a Bar Pitreitz. I Rimonim, that are also the Shivas Haminim. Velo Damil Yotzim in a Rimonim et Eim Lain Tepuchim. Dahani Yotzim al Yidei K'tisho Uschita. Here's the first Lamdus that we have in the Chiluk between Mei Peros and Shlokos. Avlazov me'elov minatmarim hainu dvash ha'omur me'posul. Says the Rosh like this in the Shita of the Bahag. Even though I don't like the Bahag, he gives a svara of the Bahag. And he says that when it comes to those things that ooze out of the tamar, so then it's mamish like the tamar itself. However, how do most people make juice today, says the Rosh? The way most people make the juice is they smash it. So then, al yidei k'tisho schita, then we say, mei peiro zeya ba'alma. So how's the Bahag learning? The Bahag is learning like this. When Rabbi Yeshua was poter, Rabbi Yeshua is being poter, included in his p'tur are those things, al yidei k'tisho schita. However, if you have tamarim, which is Dvash hazov me'elov, which is bechlal shivas aminim, you need two things. It needs to be bechlal, this, when my Rebbe, Rebbe Ranspiegel taught this sugya, somehow I missed this point. It needs to be two things. It needs to be, number one, that shivas aminim. Number two is that zav me'elov. If you have those two factors, so then in such a case, the bracha is going to be what? The bracha is still going to be a borei
Priya Eitz. So now let's go back to Tosfos. Tosfos says that I disagree with the Bahag. The Bahag says that here in such a case, because the case of our sugi was Duvsha de Tamri. In the case of our sugi of Duvsha de Tamri, so then in such a case, according to the Bahag, not every Duvsha de Tamri is going to be a Shako. It's going to have to be that it was Nasan Lasocho Mayim. So even though the Bahag is Mokum Rabbi Yoshua, as talking about a case where it's not, but the Pashas of our Gemara, Tosa says, is not that way. The Pashas of our Gemara is that you need to add, you don't need to add Mayim, but rather in all of those cases, it's going to get a Shahakal. So here we have the following Chiluk of the Bahag. The Bahag says like this, the Bahag says that if you have something that's extracted through Ketisha and Schita, so then in such a case, then the bracha that it's going to get is a shahakal. But if it's something that ebbs out, so then it's different. What's the svara? The svara is very simple. The Bahag, actually, if you think about it, the svara seems to... The Rush really did a nice job in the Bahag, unlike the last Bahag, where the Rush really confused us in the Bahag. Here we have a nice svara, and that is that if it ebbs out, so then that's a simon that's really connected from the fruit to the fruit itself. In contrast to when you push it out, so then in such a case, then man is making something else. He's making a new entity. And if he's making a new entity, so then in such a case, he's going to get a shahakal. Now, Rabosai, could you give me contextually, aside from the fact that the Gemara just simply says, Duvsha the time of Varchan Lal Shachlan Yamizvaro, can you just tell me, Pashtus, from the words of the Gemara, why Tosas would make a little bit more sense than the Bahag? Why does, in the words of the Gemara itself, the Bahag, this is what always bothered me in the Bahag. It's more of in the Lashon, and that is Zeya Ba'alma. The Pashtus of the word Zeya Ba'alma, the sweat of the fruit, maybe my vision of sweat is that sweat's something that happens mamela, right? It's something that comes out of the fruit mamela. So the word Zeya Ba'alma, according to the Bahag, if you're going to have to be mokum, that it's a case in which the Bahag holds that when anything oozes out, then it gets a Bara Priya Eitz. That seems to be almost opposite of the words of Zeya Ba'alma. But we're going to see that this Shita Bahag, even though it is rejected largely by many of the Rishonim, however, we're going to see that it gains traction within some Rishonim. That's going to be important when we come back. Yes, Ezra?
If the Rosh says that the Bahag holds both Shua Samim and Yotz and Eila,
right,
so why didn't he just give that answer for why whatever comes out of the Rimonim and the Te'im?
No, but the problem is,
No,
Rimon is.
And even so, it's not the actual pasuk. The pasuk itself says dvash.
Oh, okay, but he doesn't say it. Bechlal shivas aminimu.
He said because it says dvash, then dvash becomes the shivas aminimu, as opposed to.
I didn't understand. No, I thought he was saying both. We'll pound that out more. I thought that the way we presented it now is smooth. Okay, Rabosai, for us, we're going to now see our third chiluk in the Rishon. I'm going a little bit out of order because I want to set things up, Bezer Hashem, in a particular way. To see, we've so far speculated what Tosfos holds is the chiluk between Mei Peros and Shlakos. Tosfos wasn't Mefurish, but we saw that Tosfos spoke about something that's done through Shtia versus something that is not something that's eaten as a maichel. And Tosfos did not make Rashi's chiluk, right? And then we saw the chiluk of the Bahag according to the Rush, which is actually the most radical chiluk, which we're going to get to later on. Let's see a very conventional chiluk, which actually makes its way into Tur Beis Yosef. And that is the Rashba's chiluk. And then we're going to see how the Rashba deals, we're going to see the Rush's own chiluk, and then see how the Rashba deals with the Bahag himself. Yes, Simcha.
Wasn't Tosfos chiluk of the Shtiyah, wasn't it only on Sheikha and not on the other stuff?
Nachon. But what I'm arguing is
that that could be connected in terms of the chiluk between shlokos and meperos. We're going to get back to it, though. We'll get back to it. I'm arguing that that factor is very important for Tosos. For Tosos, the shtia is a factor that's critical. Okay. Let's take a look now at, it's a good ha'ara simcha, but clearly for Tosos, the difference between shlokos, at least the way Rav Shechter presented it, that chiluk is going to be very, very, very important. Because the point is that tam, it could be that there's tam over here in the Mei Peros. We're going to see some Rishonim are going to say that there's no tam for the Mei Peros. That's a Tranzei Baalim. Okay, let's take a look now at the Rajba. The Rajba, in our edition, in the standard Kovitz Mefarshim edition, six lines from the bottom, after he rejects the Mahalach of the Ravid, the Rajba introduces a very basic svara. I'd like to get to start plowing through the Ravid as well. Let's take a look at the svara that he presents, which is ultimately the Rajba's svara. Six lines from the bottom. El mashma, d'taima kader shinan. Rav Mar Bar Ravashi understands that Rabbi Yeshua is dorish atam. Kivan de lo chayel shem truma aschitas aperos levad miyain v'shemen. Since we have exeris hakosuv of tirosh v'yitzar that says that the only time there's a chiyuv of truma is on yayin shemen, shma mina de lo choshev mashke elazeya ba'alma. It shows us that exeris hakosuv tells us that everything else is considered zeya ba'alma. V'chomet stonios nami ketayma da'amrin. Now here the Rajba is answering a question that he had asked earlier. And that is, the Rajba discusses that it's not simply enough to say that Mei Peros is a step down. Because there are times that Mei Peros is a step up. In those days, the example was not Tropicana oranges, right? If you think about it, the Tropicana orange that sits on the tree is worth much less than... what's Tropicana orange juice up to now? It's like a race between that and gas, which is going to get, which is more expensive. Sometimes it's like $4 for a half a gallon, right? So why is that? So the orange juice itself is worth more than the oranges. Same thing in this case of Chomet Stonios. Used to have grapes that weren't ripe, that weren't edible, but actually when they would turn it into some type of drink, so then it was very, very enjoyable. So to say that simply Mei Peros Zeya Ba'alma is a step down, the Rajba above asks that that's not true. So Rajba's bothered at the end of the day, Mei Peros Zeya Ba'alma, this melitza, that if you look at it only as being a step down, says the Rajba, that's not correct. Continues the Rajba. So the Rajba says... so then there's Xeris HaKosuv that tells us that it's only on Tzchitas Peros Yayin L'Shemen. Aye, but wait a second. What about Meishlokos? This is the way we're framing the sugya. To be magdir the difference between Meishlokos and Meiperos. V'lo dami l'maya d'shalki u'maya d'shifto d'hanu kivan d'rov achiloson who al yidei shlika, mei shlikasan kemosan. Hakol midi de les darke le mishkalei velo le mischetei, el micha beinei, ba'anu lo amri yishem emein kahon. Says the Rajba, when it comes to mei shlakos, that's the derech. The derech is to eat it in such a manner. So since the derech is to eat it in such a manner, cooked, so then in such a case, then it achieves the same bracha. Ushar kol mei peros, continues the Rajba, two lines from the top. La'av peros shadarkan le'mishlo kamar, el ke'en tapuchin utmarim shadarkan le'echol chayim u'beinei kamar, ukerimonim v'anovim ke'yotze behen. These things, the derech is also to eat them raw. Once the derech is to eat them raw, even chomet stanios, he seems to be assuming, the derech is also to eat them raw, so then in such a case, the bracha is going to be a shahakos. So says the Rajba like this.
we use the Torah's makar of truma to tell us specifically yayin and shemen have the din of the pri itself. Everything else is zeh ba'alma, not because really it's a step down. It's not true. Trapikana proves it wrong. Klomet Stonius proves it wrong. However, oranges, it's normal for people to eat them raw. Chomet Stonius, it's normal for them to eat it raw. Apples, it's normal to eat them raw. However, Meish Lakos is different. Meish Lakos generally are eaten cooked. Hence, when you eat the Meish Lakos and when you even drink the Maya de Silka and the Meish Lakos, he's not taking sides in what we presented as possibly a Machlokas Rashi and Tosos. In such a case, then the bracha is going to be a Bari Pri Adama. So what emerges is the Rajba learns up Mei Peiro Zeya Ba'alma as a Hagdor of Derech. What's the Derech? The Derech for people to look, to generally, they relate to Peiros as the primary Maichol, and the Zeya Ba'alma is that it's the it's the derech to eat it raw, and therefore the juice becomes shahakol. Shlakos is different because the derech there is to eat it as some type of mixture and to even eat the juice. This is the chiluk that the Rajba makes. Yeah, Rajba says derech. May peiros, since the derech is to eat it raw, so then once the derech is to eat it raw, so then in such a case, then it gets a secondary bracha. The Zeya Ba'alma. Zeya Ba'alma is descriptive in the human interaction with the pri. It becomes a Zeya Ba'alma. In contrast to Shlokos, that's the primary usage. Let's take a look and see that the Rush solves this problem. And by the way, when you learn Torah Beis Yosef, this is how the Torah Beis Yosef crunches the issue as well. He presents it, Reish Beis Ches, he presents it as a machlokus between the Rajba and the Rush. And it's quite clear. What the Beis Yosef does is he goes to the most basic shitas, summarizes the most basic shitas, and that's what creeps its way into a halacha. No difference kemat halacha l'maisa in regards to juices and so on. Everybody comes out that you make a shakal. It's only going to be chilukim that are going to emerge in lamdas. What's the chiluk between the two? And maybe this rush is going to be connected to the way the rush deals with the bahag as well. The Rosh himself in Simen Yud Ches, when on the Sugya Mai de Silka, does not say what we saw in the Rajba and elaborates more on what we had seen on Tosas and Lamed Tesa Med Aleph. Umay de Silka, Umay de Lifta, Umay de Shifta Bar Pri Adam, the Kaimla Mai de Kula Shilki, Kishilki, Umvarchina Le Bar Pri Adam, Afal Pi Sheimbo Ki Im Hamarok. So first of all, the Rosh goes like Tosos, and I want the Talmidim to fight out whether I'm right that Rashi disagrees with this. V'tama yirokos mevarech alein kimosh mevarech hayirokos atzman. V'tama yirokos. Again, it reads like this. Afal pi shein bo ki im marok, v'tama yirokos, mevarech alein kimosh mevarech hayirokos atzman. So even if you're just drinking the vegetable soups, in such a case it gets a adama. Velo damil may peiros tam rin leil dezein ba'alma lifi shemashka ein lo tam pri. The mashka doesn't have the tam pri. Ve'efshar shem bishal apri v'nichnes tam peiros b'mayim mevarech aleihem borei priya eitz. The Rosh is mechadei shemetzius. The Rosh says that juices don't really have the taste of the fruit. Can I explain that exactly? No, not entirely, but I can't explain halachically what he's saying. The Rosh is saying like this. When you cook fruits in hot water, that's a powerful move. That's a powerful energizer. Heat has a powerful energy to be able to transfer taste. And we know in halacha that's left and right, right? That's left of our board. And that is that's very, very basic in halachos of Yaradeya. Heat has the ability to transfer time. However, when there isn't heat, so then in such a case, it doesn't transfer time. By the way,
in Isser Beheter, the halacha is that soaking, if you soak something for 24 hours, it's Asr, but it's only Asr Midrabbanan. The only way to transfer Tam Min HaTorah is through heat. Hence, if it's not even soaking, here we're talking about a case of where you just extracted the fruit, or maybe it's been soaking there forever. So then, in such a case, then it gets a shahakal. This is the chiluk that the rush makes.
So, just to clarify,
what
saying that there's
I just want to think about one thing, Shmuel. Just if you mind, just give me 1 second of quiet for 1 second. Just want to think about something. Yeah, go ahead.
To clarify the rush, you're saying that it's coming from tal, and there's a different tal can only be conveyed by heating.
Right.
So fruit juice does not have tal, but heated up water does.
Not heated up water, like heated up vegetables. Yeah, correct. Yeah. Correct. That's the chiluk. Okay, so how many chilukim we have? We're lining up the shitos. We have the chiluk, the possible chiluk according to Tosos, which might be a machlokas Rashi and Tosos, and that is that Tosos speaks about something that's called a shtia versus what Tosos says is the other Tosos in Lama Tesam and Aleph seems to be discussing the idea of a maichel. That might be a possible chiluk shlokos. That's the most speculative pshat that we had. And then what we had black on white was the Bahag's chiluk according to the Rush of something that's squeezed out versus something that flows out. And I found the Rush's Pshat and the Bahag a little counterintuitive, because at the end of the day, you would think that squeezing out is considered more than oozing out, because our Gemara had said oozing out is Zeya Ba'alma, but the Rush says the exact opposite. The Rush says that what's squeezed out of the fruit, so then in such a case that gets a shahakal, but what zav me'e love, so then in such a case it's going to be different. The Rajba gives and then the Rush's own, let's just continue now in the Rush himself, the Rush's own daya is, the Rush says that when it comes to those things that are give off tam, so then in such a case when it gives off tam, so then it gets the borei priyates. However, if it does not give off tam, so then it would not. And the pshat, the mei pero zeya ba'alma, is that it doesn't give off tam, and that's the difference between that and shlokos. The Rajba holds that's entirely totally in derech. If the derech is to squeeze it out, so then einachanami, then and not to use it as a pri. However, most of these things are used as a pre. So once it's used as a pre, then that shows us that when you squeeze it out, it attains a secondary function. Once it attains a secondary function, so then the bracha is going to be a shahakal. Tov. Now, Rabosai, let's do a little bit in the Mineyu Bey of the Rajba himself. The Rajba and the Rush are going to be the conventional shitas, but I want to show you some nuances over here. So let's take a look at the presentation of the Rajba, how he starts off the sugi. Now we're going to do the Rajba Kiseder. The Rajba in Dibra Maskel Dvashel Tmarim quotes Rashi. Pirish Rashi. We're gonna make a leaning now on the Rajba. Pirish Rashi, Lefishalonita in the Mashka El Anov Zesam Novad. Hashar kol me perazea balmahu, vainu kmar beravashi. Vikashali. Rashi says that the only thing that's nitein lemashka is anovim v'zeisim. So the Rajba understands that what the Rashi is saying is the following. It's not normal for people to drink anything except for zeisim v'anovim. Shelo nitein lemashka. It's not standard. Now notice, the Rajba himself
is going to use that idea of Rashi, as we saw before. But the Rashi, what the Rashba will do is the Rashba will say that you need to use the Torah's Makar as the starting point. And he's going to say as follows. The Rashba in the Maskan is going to work off of Rashi's idea that the Derech of the Torah is to only look at Dvash of what? Of only Zeisim Vanovim. That byproduct, everything else is not going to be considered significant. And that's going to be the difference between this and Meishlakos. That when it comes to Meishlakos, the tafkid of the pri is to be cooked. When it comes to Meiperos, the Torah doesn't say that about any other pri. The Torah only says in regards to Zeisim Vanovim. However, the Rashba is bothered, according to Rashi, who says that the Iker Chiluk is whether it's normal to use it as mashke, continues the Rashba inside, v'kashali, detainach kulu, that's fine with all the other fruits. Elachomit stanios ma'ikal emar, da'adarabba lo niten el mashke, v'ein darko le'echol, v'derech hayotzim menu le'echol hu, k'disa b'nadarim. The Rashba asks, at the end of the day, the chomit stanios is not the derech to eat it raw. Now, as we're going to get stuck a little bit, because when I set up the Rashba's pshat, l'chura we said the chomit stanios is the derech, so it's a little bit difficult. V'hachinami kash l'mashe pirshu b'tosos, d'zeisim anom v'shtini l'iluye, avol kash sharmei peros lo v'shtani l'iluye, v'hilchak kari l'kula zeh ba'alma. Tosos seems to say that the chiluk is whether there's a shinu l'iluye. But that's going to be difficult. The chomit stanios vada yishtuni iluya. V'les le'iruna echrina. V'ulai nema dekimut shestonius pa'atzman shein anovim roim shein ispashal olamein gruim ba'od vein and ruin gam ha'yotzman afal pi shein shu ro yosem ein atzman komokamu gerua kolkach shein roi likros mashke elazei ba'alma. The Rashba suggests maybe the chiluk is that when it comes to the chomit stanios, that since it's so grade C, it's such a low grade, then even the juice is considered a low grade. But he's really stuck. Says the Rashba, now I'm going to quote for you the Shitas HaRavid. Now this Ravid is going to be important. Even though the Rashba doesn't like this Ravid, we're going to see that this Ravid Shita is an important Shita. For Ravid Pirish, the Taimad of Yoshua, Mishum de Kasavar de Gamrinan Tmruma Mibikurim. Ma bikurim mashka yotzen en kamasa, dechsiv asher tovi me'artzecha, v'achi darsh b'sifri, av truma nami, v'uka ba'asra, ma truma v'yayim v'shemru d'mechayvi, shar mashkin lo, av bikurim hayotzen mehen yayim v'shemin in, shar mashkin lo, v'hadar gomir bikurim mitruma. He says, maybe the makar becomes Bikurim. That by Bikurim we should say Mashka Yotzen is Kamosan. Yet we learn out that from Truma tells us that we minimize it only Yayin Veshemen. So too, that's the Makar over here. Vihikshahu. So according to the Ravid, you learn out from what's the halachos of brachos are going to be learned out from Bikurim, which are learned from Trumas. Vihikshahu. Ihachi time the Rav Yeshua lav mishum zehu kamar beravashi el mehai taima vafilu kitchan vehotzi men mashkan. Says the Ravid, and the Ravid asks a fascinating question on this pshat. The Ravid says that if your makar is going to be entirely truma, that's going to be the makar min haTorah. Asks the Rashba, then it shouldn't make a difference whether it oozes out of the pri, the Ravid himself asks on himself, or whether you squeeze it out. And what's the lashon over here? The lashon over here is mei peros zeh ba'alma. V'dachak v'tiritz, how does the Ravid answer? The efshar the marber of Ashi sav l'kavase behecha davi zeh. Aval hecha de kitchen lo. But where you knock it out, then the halacha would not be that way, and rather it would be considered like the pri itself. The ikar have the lo gara mi maya de silka, and it wouldn't be any different than maya de silka. So the Ravid suggests the following pshat. The Ravid suggests that when it comes to the halacha of Maya de Silka, and when it comes to May Peros, the halacha is really the same, even though the Gemara is mechalik between them. How could the halacha be the same? Because May Shlokos have the ability to extract the Iker Pri. May Shlokos, with heat, you're extracting the Iker Pri. So too, if a person applies pressure to the Pri itself, so then in such a case, you're extracting the Iker Pri. And if you're extracting the Iker Pri, so then in such a case, what's the bracha going to be? Ha'etz. What's the Iker bracha going to be? We're going to learn from Yayin and Shemen. The Yayin and Shemen are the exception to the rule. Yayin and Shemen over there, even when it oozes out, the Torah is Mechadeshet, that it has the din of the Pri itself. Remember, we discussed Vameven Yom, we discussed the Ramban that has this idea that the Torah is Mechadesh when it says Tirosh V'Yitzar, that it has the shame Pri itself. However, all other Peros are not that way. When it oozes out, then we have the Klal May Peros Zeya Ba'alma. However, when you force it out, so then in such a case, then it has a din of the Pri itself. Now, of course, what's fantastic about it, Rav Rosenzweig would love this idea, that what you seem to have is the Ravid is almost the inverse shita of the Bahag that we saw in the Rush, as the way the Rush had explained it. That according to the Ravid, if you squeeze it out and you knock it out, so then in such a case, then you're extracting the Pri itself. The Chidush of Yayin and Shemen is that the Torah says that it still has the identity of the Pri. And we all know, we know that that's so. And that's because the power of oil is such that the identity of the olive is defined by its oil. As we saw in the Ramban al Torah, which we saw was a machlokis between the Rambam and the Ravid. Right? We saw that in Hilchos Trumas. Where was that? Perek Aleph Halacha Beis or Perek Beis? In Hilchos Trumas, we had a machlokis between the Rambam and Ravid, whether you view it as mamish, the fruit itself. That Rav Soloveitchik pointed out to us. So here, we have this idea again, that Yayin and Shemen are going to be exception, and this is the inverse of the Bahag. That's why. Because according to the way the Rush had explained the Bahag, he had said that Yotze min arimonim in etein, him are considered mei peros when it's ketisha v'schita. Avol zav mei elav, so then in such a case, that's the dvash ha'amar b'pasuk. So there, that's going to be considered even including the shivas haminim. According to the Ravid, no. The only thing that's considered mei peros in the pasuk is not the shivas haminim, it's dafka yayin v'shemen. However, if you manage to take the fruit and put it into the water, so then it's not considered Zeya Ba'alma. Zeya Ba'alma are only those things that memela come out of the byproducts, but are not the fruit itself. Pushing it out or cooking it, so then in such a case it's considered the fruit itself. This is the position of the Ravid. Yes, Simcha.
Just to clarify,
yes.
Shemen and Yain. That's Zav Me'elav, or that's when you...
Even if it's Zav Me'elav, that's how I'm understanding what he's saying, right? It's not Mefurish, but I'm understanding that even if it's Zav Me'elav. But Yesh Lovin Baza, there's room to be done.
Shemen, you've got a grind, you've got a big fat press
to... Both. The point is both. I'm arguing both of them. He's contrasting it to Shemen and Yayin. V'dachuk v'tiritzu. We just read v'hikshot, and then he off levels another question on himself. The Ravid asks on himself, "Imkein afilu k'Rebbe Eliezer, da'al korchach lo pligi Rebbe Eliezer elu beperos v'ason mashkin, avol mashkin shezavu zeh ba'almaninu v'lo mishalim chomesh." But even Rebbe Eliezer holds that mashkin shezavu there isn't a chiyuv chomesh. V'tirtz tiklamer demilz the pshita lei dekamer k'Rebbe Yeshua vaday avu k'Rezer suffix. So he wants to argue that it could be Rebbe Eliezer was mesupak on this yisod. Eluein divrei Rav. That's the Ravid svar. And the Rajba goes on to reject this svar. He says, number one, ubevaday shein dvarim rechukim out. Chada, dim kein heiche tal yeklal, hada marber ravashi bada rabbi Yeshua. Marber ravashi and rabbi Yeshua then are talking about separate things. Da'id rabbi Yeshua, tali b'gzeres hakosuv. Rabbi Yeshua is talking about gzeres hakosuv. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua is learning the gzeres hakosuv as a shemen. Va'af agav da'am mashke gomur. Ude marber ravashi, havi mishum de lo choshu le mashke lezea. Marber ravashi is mashma, that it's not based on the Xeris HaKosov. It's based on the Svar of Zeya. Va'odim came my the Kamar Marna the Barba Ravashi Salakosei Behechad of Zeya. Aval Hecha the Kitchen Lo. This idea that he's Mechalik between whether it oozed out or whether it was pushed out. Atumi Polig Marba Ravashi Yid Rabbi Yeshua. But then what come out is that Marba Ravashi is being Cholik Rabbi Yeshua. The Tali time of Xeris HaKosov, the Gomer Lo Bibikurim. Marber Ravashi is being cholik on Rabbi Yoshua's Gzeres HaKosov. In other words, there's no reference in Rabbi Yoshua that the Gemara is tola with Marber Ravashi's chiluk between Zeya Ba'alma and Kachon. You don't see that at all. Vanan the Kaimelon demayi the kula shulku kishulkush mi mafkin had Rabbi Yoshua levan miulchasa. So what will come out is that Marber Ravashi is introducing a new yisod that doesn't work within Rabbi Yoshua. So therefore, what does the Rajba do? As we saw before, the Rajba says no. Rabbi Yoshua is working, is Marba Ravashi's extension, and Marba Ravashi understands Rabbi Yoshua as entirely being Mivusas on the idea of Derech. And if it's Mavusas on the idea of Derech, so then Zei Shemen Udvash, Eret Zei Shemen Udvash, is simply a Hagdara of Derech, but not the Ravid's Hagdara of what's pushed out. So the Ravid is a different Shita. Now, Rabosai, I want to leave you off with something that, of course, I didn't find. Rav Braunschweigel noticed. This is in Rav Braunschweigel's Sefer. And he has a Sefer on Trumos. So in his Sefer on Trumos, he notices that the Ravid, he quotes a Ravid in Tumas Ochlin, that the Ravid in Tumas Ochlin writes the following. Where are we? And I don't know how to reconcile this Ravid. By the way, after you internalize this, I'll tell you what Rav Nevinsel said about this Ravid. He claimed that all these Ravids are Lashitasam throughout the Ravid in all of Hilchas Tara. He put together a bunch of Rambam Ravids all over the place. But before we're still on the Sugya Mei Peros, so we'll go slow. So the Ravid here writes, here he's discussing of whether Mei Peros are considered like the Shivas Mashkim. The Rambam writes, Ein Shem Mashke Shem Mekabel Tumah El Shivas Mashkim. We know that for something to be Mekabel Tumah, it needs to have a Shem Mashke, the Shivas Mashkim. Avol Shar Mei Peros Kederach Shem Achshirin Kachem Mekablam Tumah. So Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Ochlin Perek Aleph Halacha Dalid writes that Mei Peros is not Machshir and it's not Mekabel Tumah. So the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid writes, "Lo amru el b'mashkin hayotze mehalein shein zeh ba'alma. Aval imsachton lemashkin harei hein ki'ikar haperos." The Ravid says the Rambam is right that it's not considered anything. Meperos is nothing zeh ba'alma, and therefore it's not machshir. It's not mekabel tumah. Only if it is Zeya Ba'alma, if it oozed out. But if you're sochet the mashkan, if you squeeze out the mashkan, the Ravid writes in Perek Aleph Halacha Dal Hilchas Tumas Ochlin, so then in such a case it's considered ke'ikar ha'peros. This is what the Ravid, is the same Ravid, if I'm not mistaken, the same Ravid that the Rajba is quoting, the Ravid writes in Hilchas Tumas Ochlin, so then halacha is that when do we say Mei Perozeya Ba'alma? So that's only if what? If you do what? If it oozes out. But if it doesn't ooze out, so then it defies reality. The Mashke is considered the pri itself. So Rabosai, so I want to ask you, I'm thinking out loud with you. I didn't mean to stake out. Let's see, how does this work with the Raiva that we have by us in the Rajba? Let's read over again the Raiva that was quoted by the Rajba. The Raiva by the Rajba said what? The Raiva said, the Marbar Rashi, Behecha Davizeya, Avalhecha the kitchen lo, the Iker Havet, Velo Gorim the Silka. So I'd like to be ma'orer that this Ravid is l'shitaso with the Ravid that we have in Ilchas Tumas Ochlim. And what the Rajbo was saying, he was mechavin la'amito shel Ravid. This is really the shita of the Ravid. And that is, that when do we say that's me'per ozeya ba'alma? So now we're playing in three different Siddurim right now, Rabosei, right? Well, actually, we were already in Zeraim with. We just didn't notice. We were already in Zeraim. So we're playing in two different Siddurim, three different Chalakim in Shulchan Aruch, maybe. So, and that is that what goes like this. For brachos with halach is may perozeya ba'alma, says the Ravid. We're focusing now in on the Ravid. When it comes to may perozeya ba'alma, so there the halach is that he gets a shahakol. When do we say may perozeya ba'alma? When it oozes out. Yayin v'shemen is an exception to the rule. But in general, only when it oozes out. If you squeeze it out, opposite of the bahag, in such a case, what halacha does it get? It gets the halacha of the pri itself. And therefore, the bracha would be a bar priya eitz. The Rajba himself holds that's entirely tolui and derech, disagrees. In Tumas Ochlin, the Ravid's Lashita. So the Ravid holds this way in Trumas and Maestros, and will hold this way in Tumas Ochlin as well. That the Ravid holds that when you squeeze it out, so then in such a case it's considered the Iker Hapri, and therefore it will have the din. It defies reality. It's considered an Ochel, it's not considered a Mashke. It's a fascinating, fascinating idea. Rabbi Braunschweig then went on to apply this to a famous machlokis in Trumas and Maestros. He applied this Ravid in Trumas and Maestros. It's in the sefer over here. I have it photocopied. He went and he said, there's a world famous machlokis. This is a fun way to end part one of the sugya. He said there's a very fascinating machlokis in Hilchos Trumas and Maestros that exists out of Yom Hazeh. And that is, if you go to a house in Brisk Yerushalayim, I mentioned this, I think, in the Halacha Shir. If you go to a Brisker house in Yerushalayim, they will not, maybe Samuel will tell us if Rav Ilson's also knowing like this, because I know that there are certain hakbodas that he has. If you go to a Brisker house in Yerushalayim, they will not, for those who don't trust, and this I'm not saying that he does or not, some of the Salvatrix do not trust any hashkacha to take off Trumas and Maestros. So they take off all the Trumas and Maestros themselves. So there is a big machloikis between the mishpacha of the Chazon Ish and the mishpacha of the Soloveitchik, whether you're allowed to drink oranges. What's the machloikis? This is fascinating. If you don't trust the mashgiach to take off Trumas and Maestros, okay, so you take it off at home. So you buy oranges, you take it off at home. You have to be careful. You should make a bracha again because already it could be that there was afrash already, but there might be for afrashes, trumas, and maestros. Someone told me an amazing story from one of the Talmidim. No, it's Taka Salvechik. Not one of the Salvechiks you probably know. They said that the boys in his yeshiva said that once his wife brings him only food that she prepares for him, he only doesn't eat anything else. And she brought food, and then 20 minutes later she ran down and she said, "Oich beter mechila, I ask you mechila." She said, "I forgot to take off maestros from the pickles." And he smiled to her and he said, "Don't worry." And then Talmidim saw it. He went to the bathroom and he threw up the entire meal. That's the ra'ada that they have from first of all, I'm not so impressed about the throwing up. I'm more impressed the fact that he managed, not that his wife didn't notice at all. That how much his yiras achet. His yiras achet didn't affect his shalom bayis. That's a big kunz. Anyhow, so they're very makbid. Now, What happens, back to our main menu, what happens if you take off, if you're choshesh that there never is trumas and maaser appropriately taken off, and then you now get juice. Now we learned the halacha yotze min ha'asur is asur. So you're stuck in the following quandary. And that is, the Briska Rav said, you can't take off trumas and maaser from juice. Because at the end of the day, what is juice? Mei peiros, zeya ba'alma. It's zeya ba'alma. So if it's zeya ba'alma, so then you're stuck that on the one hand, it's the juice. On the other hand, it's zeya ba'alma, and therefore afrashas trumas and maaser doesn't work. The Chazon Ish said no. The Chazon Ish said memanushach. He said, if it's zeya ba'alma, so then it's not chayiv in trumas and maaser. And if it's not considered zeya ba'alma, if it's mamish the fruit itself, then you could be mafresh trumas and maaser. Anecdotally, Rav Shechter then said over that the Briska Rav then followed up when he heard the Chazon Ish's response. So Briska Rav said in Yiddish, of course, I won't say it in Yiddish, but he said that's the difference between me and the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish believes that for every problem there's a solution. And I believe that there are some problems that don't have solutions. So in other words, the Chazon Ish said, either you could be mafresh or you can't. So he said, no. He said the Briska Rav held that you can't be mafresh. Now, on the one hand, it's Zeya Ba'alma. On the other hand, it might still be us. There's some things that don't have a solution. Vamevin Yavin happens to be that in their Hashkafas Olam, that was a very, very big difference. Hence, in the present world in Yerushalayim of Brisk, you have this certain paralysis. That sometimes there are certain things that are just don't have solutions. In the Chazon Ish's world, the Chazon Ish was much more of a pragmatic approach. So now let's come back to our sugya. Let's come back to Minei Obey. So Rav Braunschweigel pointed out that according to the Ravid, he has a makar that you could be able to be mafresh trumas and maaser like the Chazon Ish, because according from the Meperes, and we're being mosif to what my Rebbe said, and that is he says that the Ravid is black and white in Hilchas Trumas Ochel, and then we'll tell maybe next time we'll say Rav Nevinzel how he connected the different Ravids. But according to this Ravid, what emerges is that Tumas, that you see from the writing of Tumas Ochlim, that we view Meperos, that's Kitshon, right? Meperos, that Kitshon, we view that as the Pri itself. So he said that would be a Makar for the Chazon Ish, that you'd be able to be Mafresh. What are we adding? We're adding that this is not just a fancy Ravid in Tumas Ochlim. What we're adding is that there's a Ravid in the Rajba, in Ilchas Brachos, and in the basic Sugya of Meperos Zeh Ba'alma. It's not only there. That's the Ravid L'shitas Avayas, that the Ravid, and the Rajba was mechamin to the Emes and the Ravid. That the Vard is, that when do we say Meperes Alam Ba'alma, it's only when it oozes out. But if you squeeze it out, so then it's considered part of the Pri itself. And that was very good, because when we saw in the Bahag, Mamish holds the exact opposite, but when we saw the Bahag, we were bothered at the end of the day, that's the Lashon of Zeya Ba'alma, so Taka, that works out. According to the Ravid, it works beautifully that way. And we'll see that this Ravid is used in other places as well. What I want you to come away in Chazar from the Sugi Rabosai is to go over the basic shitas about what the Chiluk of Meperes and Shlokos are. I also want the Talmidim to fight about whether I'm right in Shitas Rashi, whether this is another Raya to the Netziv, and also if my analysis in the Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos is correct. Mirtz Hashem, after Tisha B'Av, tomorrow Eric is going to be giving shir on the Sugya in Mikiyas.